performed a very interesting study on regional growth variability. It looks at different characteristics in the statistical simulation, creates these alpha beta continents. What did you learn from this simulation, and what's the key takeaway there?
Yeah, it was interesting. I had looked at, and we describe also in the chapter, the more traditional type of, well, let's see how an area grows depending on education, and let's see how it grows on the weather and other things. And then it occurred to me some years ago, why don't we just look at it the same way people look at stock returns? There's an intrinsic growth dimension, and there's a dimension that varies depending on where the U.S. economy is at. Well, the most interesting thing I learned from those studies is not every place varies with the economy the same way. Some are hyperreactors, and I'll give you the obvious examples. You think of Orlando. Orlando is a hyperreactor to the U.S. economy. When it's down, I can forestall my vacation to Disney. When the economy's great, let's take our vacation to Disney. Mm-hmm. And so it's a hyperreactor. And then you look at places like state capitals. And I should have known it, but I hadn't quite focused on it. You look at places like state capitals, they tend to be not hyperreactors. Because while the private sector may go up and down with the U.S. economy, the state governments are much flatter, much more stable. And so they have relatively low betas, if you say, reacting to the economy. And I just think it's a useful way. It's not a perfect way. It's a useful way of thinking about, you normally, as you know, hear people say, well, it's a great growth market. Is it a great growth market because the U.S. economy is booming, or is it a great growth economy because in and of itself it grows a lot? And the disentanglement of that, you can see very different patterns for very different places.